All right, hello class. Today we're going to learn about the rock cycle, and I want us to learn why it's important, and I want everyone to be able to describe the rock cycle and be able to recognize it in our everyday world. A rock is made of different colored materials, and some rocks reflect light, or like some of the colors in the rocks reflect light, while others are dull. Common rock is used for building stone, and common rock contains one or more common minerals called rock-forming minerals, such as quartz, feldspar, mica, calcite. A rock is a mixture of such minerals, rock fragments, volcanic glass, organic matter, or other natural materials. The Mount Rushmore in South Dakota is made of granite, and granite is a mixture of feldspar, quartz, mica, hornblende, and other materials. Rocks are solid mixtures of minerals and other natural materials that change slowly over time. And the rock cycle was a model that was created to be able to demonstrate how rocks slowly change over time. This rock cycle was first recognized by James Hutton. The rock cycle shows three types of rock: metamorphic rock, sedimentary, and igneous rock. A sedimentary rock can change by heat and pressure to form a metamorphic rock. The metamorphic rock can then melt and then later cook into form the igneous rock. And the igneous rock can then be broken down into fragments by weathering and eroded away. And these fragments can later compact and cement together to form another sedimentary rock. And it's just a cycle that goes on and on, just like every other cycle, like the water cycle. And one reason why I want to explain the importance of the rock cycle is the fact that rocks literally exist everywhere, from the deep oceans to high in the mountains, and they're underneath your feet every single day. So the beauty of the rock cycle is that you can recognize rocks everywhere you go. Thank you all for listening and learning about the rock cycle with me today.